This is Winning with ADHD, a podcast for parents to empower students. Build up your ADHD teens so that they recognize their own talents, creativity, and uniqueness. Get tips and tricks to help overcome executive functioning challenges. Listen to stories and experiences of what worked and what did not. Together, let's find ways to build your child's self-esteem and start winning with ADHD. And now, here's your host, Heather Walker.
Hi, parents, and happy April. Welcome to the Winning with ADHD podcast. I'm Heather Walker, and today I'd like to have a conversation with you about energy management. Ironically enough, as I was getting ready to come and record this podcast, I was working with my daughter on scheduling out assignments for this week and when she needed to work on things and when she had other priorities, kind of some time management practices, which we'll actually work on in a later podcast and worksheet that will be provided from a time management perspective. But from an energy management perspective of being able to look at what type of activities require what types of energy and how do those play into how we show up. And so if we think about it, you know, you hear often that somebody will say that their social battery is drained. I'm one of those people that if I'm around people all day and throughout the evening and then again the next day, that it really does drain on my energy and my ability to show up. I have to work really hard to maintain the level of energy that I want to have and being continuing to show up in the way that I expect myself to show up, but I believe how others expect us to show up. And so if you have a kid with ADHD, showing up at school all day, every day, and having that mental energy to focus on schoolwork, that cognitive ability, that learning, maybe having to focus really hard, especially if you have ADHD, being able to constantly work on bringing yourself back to topic can be draining, right? Plus, then you've got the social aspect and the interaction. Some people are energized by social interaction. Some people are drained by that. Same thing with mental energy. Some people are energized by having to work really hard and other people are drained more quickly. Then we've also got physical energy and emotional energy. So physical energy is just the act of, you know, being active throughout the day, whether that be getting ready in the morning or getting ready at night. That can be draining for those who have ADHD because it requires so many steps and that is exhausting, right? And then the emotional energy. We've already talked about this before, about how emotional regulation for those with ADHD is something that they have to work on and that they have to learn skills around. Honestly, all humans have to learn those skills to work around emotional regulation when we have too many things coming at us. One of our doctors a long time ago talked about being a funnel child where the activities come in, whether it be getting ready for school or mom yelling at them, dad being frustrated, they couldn't find their shoes, all of these kinds of things flow in through the funnel. And at some point, there's too many things going through the funnel and it overflows. And that's a great example of emotional regulation when it's not working well because they're unable to allow the funnel to have everything slide down through it nice and easily without it overflowing. And when it overflows, that's when we have a temper tantrum or a meltdown, and we have to kind of start all over again. Everybody's ability to manage all of those things coming in throughout the day, we have different thresholds. And sometimes, you know, we could have a really good day. We could have a day that was okay. And we start to kind of fill up that funnel a little bit. And then the next day it kind of continues on. So sometimes it's not even just a all-in-one day type of funnel. The funnel can be already partially clogged from the previous day. And because we've had an inability to kind of clear that out, let everything flow through and reset. And so what we need to do is work on those things from an energy management standpoint so that we're able to be productive in getting things accomplished specifically with schoolwork. And I'd like to add that Not everything around ADHD is all about schoolwork. There are so many other things, but that is kind of where we focused most of our time and our energy with Disrupt ADHD and the Winning with ADHD podcast is around being able to win with ADHD. And for most of our kids' lives, the first, 18 years plus is about how do we handle school tasks, being able to handle teachers, maybe frustrating us, kids who are maybe not being super nice, or just the distraction of the noise and the overstimulation from all that's going on around us. It really does carry over, though, into the next phase of life with work and how we have to show up at the office or the workplace and dealing with our coworkers and all of those types of things. And so, really, this is about figuring out how to manage our energy and show up in the best way possible, knowing what those triggers are and how we can work around them, and then also create an energy management routine that creates the best success. So, if we talk about a student's typical day, they get up in the morning, and depending on the family and how things are going, it could be really smooth or it could be pretty chaotic. An example of a chaotic home in the morning might be that everybody gets up late. And this could be an everyday thing, or it could be a situational experience where everybody gets up late. We're already running around. We're kind of crazy. We're trying to grab everything as we go. We didn't pack up our bag the night before. We didn't get out our clothes. We maybe didn't shower, all of those types of things. And now we're trying to figure out how to get it all done, and we're feeling chaotic and rushed and maybe stressed and overwhelmed, and maybe have an inability to be able to get all of those together without melting down. Or maybe we are, but then you've already set like the tone for the next, hour or two or three of the day. So you get to school, you're in a hurry, you run into class, maybe they were tardy, the teacher's frustrated that they weren't on time, they maybe got a comment about it, and it just kind of keeps going. And so you kind of have this example where the start of the day impacted, the next several hours. Now, we can definitely work to kind of clear that out and reset. So we can reset our time throughout any point in the day, but sometimes that's really, really hard to do. And a lot of times, us as people in general have a bad morning, and we then allow it to be a bad day, the whole rest of the day to be rough. We can choose to reset that. We can pause, we can breathe, we can say, okay, we had a rough start. We're now here. We're going to get to class, the next class on time, and have a fresh start. That is something that is a skill that has to be learned, and we have to be very cognizant of it to be able to reset ourselves. And that requires some emotional maturity to be able to do those things. Ways that we can help prevent that is by preparing the night before, and we can have our bag ready to go. Maybe we have our lunch already made. Maybe we have breakfast sitting out on the counter, depending on what type of breakfast you have, or it's ready in the fridge. You've got shoes out by the door, all of the things that are ready to go. You showered the night before. And then that way, even if you wake up late, you kind of have everything ready to go. And it's a little bit less chaotic given the chaotic situation that's there. So that's an example of some energy that happens just by some situational things that occur. And it's happened to all of us, right? Where we've woke up late or had a late start to the day. If we look at what a typical day looks like, though, where we're not starting chaotic, let's say we have a perfect morning and we get going, we get to school, we had a fun conversation with a friend, we start out with class, things are going well. But then you think about the fact that you are around people for 8 hours straight, having to maintain composure. We've talked about masking with ADHD. And so maybe you're masking throughout class so that you show up right, because you are maybe criticized for how you've shown up in the past, maybe not sitting in your seat. And so you're working really hard to stay in your seat. Maybe you shout out and don't raise your hand. So you're working really hard to do that. Those are all draining tasks, are draining to our energy, not to mention the mental energy that we're having to put in to focus on the lesson and to work on the lesson, especially if we're having a hard time with the concept. You add another, draining piece to the mental energy that goes along with that. You've got the social energy that's being drained as well. And you go through that for 7 or 8 hours. And then you come home and you need to think about what does that energy look like next? When you come home, is it crazy at that point? Or do they have siblings that they're maybe bickering with? Or they're probably hungry. So that's definitely something that I didn't outline on the worksheet, but making sure that we're properly fed and that we have had substantial amount of sleep or sufficient, not substantial, sufficient amount of sleep to be able to show up in the best way possible, but allowing for them to have a break when they get home that has a snack, preferably some protein that's included in it. And then maybe being able to allow those mental energies to kind of rebuild, those social energy stores to build back up. And then maybe we work on, have some free time and then do some homework and then have dinner and get ready for the next day type of thing. And so looking at those different activities and recognizing what type of energy are we using and to what degree is that energy being used. So this will be different for each kid and each person. For example, social interactions might be energizing to somebody. And so it might require low amounts of energy because it also rebuilds that person. Whereas, mental energy of working on schoolwork might be a really high energy task for that person and drains the mental energy stores that are available faster. And so ways that we can work around that is providing as many breaks as possible as we're looking to accomplish those different tasks that go along with it. Maybe we also break up the different types of activities. If we have schoolwork all day and then we know we have a good chunk of homework that we need to do, then maybe we put a break in between there that allows for, some free time where they're not having to socialize or mentally work. Or maybe we know that social energy is something that is really good for them, or physical energy can also be an incredible way to help rebuild those energy stores and allow for a break from a certain type of energy being depleted. So that's what we're talking about with this energy management of thinking about the tasks that are there. What type of energy is it being used? Mental, physical, emotional, or social? And then to what degree is this specific activity, is that a really high energy and takes a lot out of that person? Is it medium or low? And then thinking about how do we want to stack those different things. So if we know that we have a day that's really high social energy and it's just going to drain them, maybe we plan to have less, mental energy that afternoon, or maybe we plan to have more physical activity because we know that helps build them back up. So, really looking at this. And so, what I would recommend that you try is download the worksheet that goes along with this podcast and start tracking, kind of like a habit tracker, of what type of activity is being done, what type of energy is it? Is it showcasing as a low, medium, or high energy required in order to complete that task? What happened before or after that? And then, were there any triggers that allowed them to be in a better spot or a worse spot? So, for example, if I yelled at my daughter about picking up her shoes and the fact that her stuff was strewn all over the living room and kitchen, and then I asked her to sit down and work, probably isn't going to go well for our family dynamics and how she shows up because she's had this negative experience and it is draining on her energy and also doesn't really put her in the best place to be successful and to sit down and want to be productive at her assignment or whatever it is that I'm asking her to do. So being mindful of those things. The next thing is as parents, we also have this energy management piece that comes along with it. I mentioned right at the beginning of this podcast that right before I went ready, was getting ready to record this, we had a little bit of a meltdown, and I was trying to help her get things planned out so that she knew when she was working on it and making sure that we had a good plan so that she wouldn't get overwhelmed by the due date. At the same time, I've been feeling stressed. We have a really busy week this week. So we kind of have like a special routine. This isn't our traditional week. We have a lot going on. Our one daughter is working 3 days this week. We have to get her to work and back. Our other daughter is in a play, and this is the week of performances. So we need to get her picked up and dropped off. But I also know that sleep deprivation this week is going to be a big part of us managing this week for success because we have so many things going on. And then, our oldest daughter with ADHD, who has coursework that has a lot being asked of her with some due dates and some things that are going on that prevent her from having the amount of time available to work on it that maybe she would prefer. And so I'm feeling some stress around what needs to happen this week. And so when it didn't go the way that I thought it would, I kind of snapped and I was frustrated that she was frustrated, which then created this experience that wasn't great for anybody and ultimately not productive. And so we're looking to create opportunities for success. And so we need to be mindful of both their ability and kind of help them manage it and draw awareness to when they do well versus when they tend to struggle and help them to find coping skills that go along with that. And so having this tracker to identify the activities that are happening and the type of energy that goes along with it, but also maybe print one out for yourself and say, what activity am I doing and what type of energy is that? For example, myself, I'm going to be in the office for Monday and Tuesday this coming up week, and I know that those are draining days for me. So when I get home, I tend to want to just go to my room or be somewhere quiet and kind of rebuild those energy stores. But when I come home, I know that my kids are going to have fun things to tell me about the day. They're going to want to ask me questions. They're going to want to tell me different things that are going on. And I love that they do this. But at the same time, I'm inside, I'm like, I just want to go sit down, and I'm feeling so tired and drained. And so, because I know this of them, what are some things that I can do as the parent and the adult to be ready to show up best for them? Because it's not against them that I had a draining day, it's actually for them ultimately, right? And so coming home and making sure that I can be the best mom possible at on those moments is really what's important. And so focusing on that relationship. I just shared an experience that didn't go great. So I was actually sitting there like, who am I to talk about energy management? I literally just screwed this up just a few minutes ago and didn't do it right. But actually, it was perfect timing to be reminded that we can have a good week, we can have a good day, and then we can have a day where we don't show up our best. And then we come around and we need to show up or try again the next day and showing up the way that we want to. Okay, so give this a try. See what it looks like. For the month of May, we're going to talk about some change management with school ending and being able to prepare your family for those changes to allow for a really good transition. And then we'll have a few other topics in June and July. And then in August, we'll talk about time management, which I kind of alluded to a little bit on this podcast as well. But getting ready for school to start again, we'll provide you with a worksheet around time management. And really, this is going to go together of energy management and time management. They kind of go hand in hand of blocking off time for that free time, blocking off time for those activities that allow for those recharging moments. And so if you guys can work through the energy habit tracking when we go to get ready for time management, we'll take that into consideration and be able to strive for at least a V1 of what does this look like when we start back up again for next year? How can we make next school year just that much better? As the school year ends, I hope that you guys are feeling like you've had some success this year. If not, there's always the next year and the next opportunity to see what we can do to improve. That's kind of what we do as people is find ways to improve and to see what we can do better. And so I hope that you guys are continuing to win with ADHD. Download the worksheets around energy management, start tracking them and see what you learn about the behaviors and activities and how they intertwine with each other and how they create good experiences and how they create less than awesome experiences. Have a great April, and talk to you guys soon.
Winning with ADHD is brought to you by Disrupt ADHD. Head on to disruptadhd.com/learn more.